Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. Okay, the board was a little bit off tonight. Hey, it's Friday night, and welcome to Mystic Records Radio. And I've got some great tunes here for you. Here we go. Glad that you all tuned in. And let me see, what do we have here? Oh, this is, here's a good one. It's a false confession. All right, seriously, are you coming?
Cross. He was right, not lost.
Okay, I just got a request for this song here, so here we go. This is off 20 Punk Rock Classic. Okay, so we're going to check out the events calendar here, and let's see what we have. Tonight in Long Beach, IMS Long Beach. Looks like a cool show. Let's see who's playing. I know A Million Dead Cops are playing. Let's see, this is, wow, it's a whole weekend event at the Long Beach Convention Center. There's not a lot of info here. It just shows some motorcycles, some really cool looking motorcycles at the Long Beach, well, fiddlesticks. I don't know. So let's check out something else. All right. Tonight, Unit F is playing. Let's see where they're playing at. First annual Punk Rock for Premier's benefit concert featuring Unit F, Bad Bruno, and some other bands. You know, that's a really cool band. I like them. Political Punk out of Southern California. And it looks like you can find everything, including free music, videos, show schedule, and bookings. Go to unitfmusic.com. Sounds like a plan. All right, so let's see what else we have going on here. Okay. Well, things are really slow here on this board tonight. I was out all day and I just got home a little while ago. And I'm checking things in. So let's see. September 11th. Seriously? Why would somebody be advertising something September 2017. That's kind of strange. All right. What else do we have? Oh, here, Life Returns. I love this song. It's one of my favorites. Okay, you gonna play? Play! Thank you. Okay, Cafe Nila tonight has the Pedal Strikes Residency. Sounds interesting. They are the headliners tonight, opening up with La Coyote and Acrid, the Shag Rats, and then Pedal Strike, 21 and over, $5 gets you in the door. Doors open at 8:30. Another hour and a half or so. And let's see, Pedal Strike is a punk band from Northeast Los Angeles, and they play fundraisers, parties, bars, venues, and you can catch them at pedalstrike1@gmail.com. All right, looks like something interesting. I've got some Stukas over Bedrock coming up here in a little bit, but I'm not going to tell you when. It's a surprise. Oh, my goodness. James Peterson, I love you. Oh, he just sent me the new Rigor Mortis album. Oh, my God, it is fantastic. I love you. I just had to tell him. Yay. I should have him call the studio and chat with us. Here, let me see if I can get him to call in. This guy is the best artist. I can't believe the work he does. Wow. And he's in the band Slack Bastards. Wow. This is really going to knock your socks off when you guys see this. Okay, so where was I? He just instant messaged me this picture. It's like, yeah, it came out rad, totally. Ooh-wee. That coffin is on fire. Man, that guy can draw. So cool. All right, so I'm kind of slow tonight here, guys. I've had a big day, and everything's a little unorganized, but, you know, what can I say? It's punk rock. Okay. Vomit is playing a gig at the Old Star Plus. I love Vomit. They are so good. And are you serious? These idiots in San Francisco have a rally march, Don't Trump. I mean, seriously, nobody complained when Democrats got into the Oval Office the last few years. You don't see anybody running around complaining that, you know, the Democrats were taken over. But, boy, a Republican gets in and everybody has a frenzy. Jeez, I'm so sick of politics. Okay, so we're not even going to talk about that. Punk Rock Generation, Split Volume 2. Oh, this is in Italy. Chico Latepiu. Let me see what Chico has to say here. Oh, hey, I got somebody on the line here. Okay, is this James?
This is James.
Oh, you know, I want to tell our listeners out there, this is James Peterson, the most fantastic artist in the world. He just sent me a copy of the Rigor Mortis cover album that he just did, and I'm telling you, it is on fire. You are so great.
It was fun.
I love you. You're so fantastic.
Love you too, Candy.
Well, you know you have a little package coming in the mail, and Doug's going to be sending some better things, but I finally got those in the mail yesterday morning. I didn't even know I had anything here to send, but going through things, I found a few things, so that works out cool. So, anyway, James, for our listeners out there, he is one of the slack bastards in the band. And why don't you introduce yourself? Well, I introduced you, but tell us, I've had a long day. Go ahead and tell us about yourself and your art and your tattooing and your music.
Yeah, well, I'm James Peterson, and I play bass for the Slack Bastards. And I've been tattooing for 15 years and been around punk rock my whole life. And I've been fortunate enough to do some artwork for Mystic. And I just finished up a new album cover for a re-release for Rigor Mortis of Hollywood. And it was a really fun illustration. It had to do with death and being trapped in your brain and what happens to your thought and your spirit after you die. So I kind of did a skeleton within a coffin, and it's burning, and it has the band's name under it. Kind of typical punk rock stuff, which I love making, all in black and white. Good fun.
It's great. It's great. Mike is going to love it. And it's funny that you actually captured the whole concept of their music. So just last night he was telling me how, you know, in like, I don't know, in the 80s when we were all hanging out, he thought that he felt like he was in this little bubble, you know, if he, you know, indulged a little too much, you know. And these are where these thoughts from writing those songs came from, you know. He wrote the songs. In fact, I believe he's the only one left alive in the band. But, yeah, and I was talking to him a little while ago on the phone, and he was speeding down the highway heading toward Colorado from Arizona. And he goes, "Oops, I just passed a cop speeding." Then a little while later, he's, oops, there he is again. And then the phone went dead. So I'm kind of nervous, wondering where he's at. I hope he's not joined the rest of his buddies from Rigor Mortis. Oh, boy. I asked him, make sure you're not talking, you're hands-free, right? You're talking hands-free, I asked him. He said, yeah. I don't know.
Well, we don't have guys like that here in Arizona. It's the Wild West. You can get away with basically anything.
Yeah, you probably can. So,
yeah.
You want to hear some Stukas over Bedrock?
Yeah.
All right.
Please.
Crash on the street, cars collide, body went through the window, made it die. One, the steering comes stuck away through. Make you want to puke. Both drivers dead and his wife makes you serve. My car is my god. Sacrifice and serve. Car got to flee. Yes, he was fleeing. Went to find a man. Was laid at his feet. For 20 years they worshipped his icon. Now they take the fight for the foolish. Come on, all you fucking assholes. In your hot rod car, you are fucking stupid. With your head up your ass. You fuck your muffler.
That was quick, huh? That one's titled Car God.
Right on.
That's one of Doug's favorite bands, Stukas Over Bedrock.
Yeah, super cool.
Let's see. Oh, here's a good one.
Yeah.
on the Party Animal compilation, and that's what that's from.
Right.
It's really hard to mix songs on an off an album that are like a minute long. And there's like 2 seconds in between each song.
Yeah.
Doug was amazed that I got Slimy Valley up already. I did that in like 6 hours. And I don't know. There's like 40 bands on there.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe we got a protest going on outside the tattoo shop. There's cops everywhere.
Oh, my God. Cops were everywhere tonight. I mean, I live in a town of less than 3,000 people, and the police station's like 30 miles away. And just to go to the market, I saw three sheriffs and 2 highway patrols in all of about a 15-mile range. I mean, what's up with the bacon, man? So what's the protest on going outside your tattoo shop right now?
It's an anti-Trump protest.
Oh, God, another one? Can't they get over it?
I know.
I mean,
it's funny.
That's how it goes. Democrats win for a couple years, and then a Republican gets in. You didn't see people protesting when Democrats just kept getting elected over and over and over, you know? Give some Republicans a chance. God.
That ain't funny. Well, they got my business closed down. I got people everywhere.
You had to close your shop because of it?
Yeah, the street's all closed.
Oh, my
no
God,
cars
that's
anymore.
Terrible. Friday night, people would love to come get a good tattoo from... I want a tattoo. I've always liked tattoos, and I don't have one, but I'm telling you, I want one, and I want you to do it. You are such a great artist.
Thank you.
I don't know. I want some kind of a little mystic... logo around my ankle with some kind of little leaves and things. I don't know. Something cute. So, are you inside your shop right now?
Yeah, there's a bunch of masked people walking by trying to look
intimidating. They have masks on?
Yeah, all of them are masked.
So they're hiding their faces, but yet they're protesting.
Yeah,
that's
this kind of like, this looks like just a bullshit protest. It doesn't even look like real people, honestly.
I would run by with a Richard Nixon mask on. I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook.
Oh, there's so many cops. There's more cops than protesters by far.
And you're in Tucson, right?
100%. Holy shit. Yeah.
Wow. Now, Mike just left from Glendale, Arizona. I don't know how far. How far is Tucson from Glendale?
That's about 100 miles.
Well, that's pretty far. I know he's a long way away from Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty good drive. About 9 hours.
Well, that's it. That's what it is for me to go to L.A. from here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That really stinks that you have to close up your shop because a bunch of babies want to sit around and whine. I mean, it's democracy. I mean, that's the way it is, you know? Suck it up. Get over it. That's what people voted for, and that's what they get. I don't know. I don't think anybody's ever protested even when Richard Nixon got caught with the Watergate scandal, I mean, nobody protested. He just quit and that was the end of it. I'm not a crook. I thought he was pretty cool, though. I don't know. I was just a little kid when he was president, but...
Yeah. There's a really interesting documentary called 1971 that covers that quite a bit. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah? That's the title of it, 1971?
Yeah.
Huh. I never even heard of it.
There was, in fact, protest against Richard Nixon out there in D.C., and he actually went out there and hung out with the protesters and talked to them.
Oh, there were protesters.
Yeah, and he was speaking to the protesters, and they were shocked that he came out there, and he actually turned a bunch for him just by communicating with him, which is kind of funny.
That's cool. You would think that, you know, most people in that position wouldn't want to go down and talk to people, you know? That's cool.
Well, it's just funny how history gets written, how things are understood, you know, versus
the
reality.
Right. So what's going on out there right now?
There's still cops going by, but there's no more protesters.
Well, that's good.
Just a bunch of, yeah.
They didn't break any windows or anything, did they?
No.
Well, that's good. So the whole street's closed off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to open pretty soon, though. Maybe only took 20 minutes for them to walk through.
Oh, okay. Well, then, how about some flower leopards? I've been making these wave files off of vinyl records. I wasn't watching my board or anything. I'm talking while the record's still playing.
Lady Love with a pretty little girl never crossed the lines again. My love in a beautiful little mind, my time just slipped away. Just a boy with a bedroom in his eyes, time off in my brain. An instant world through bells and eyes. Well, I can't stand your pain.
take some pictures of those protesters, but they'd probably break your window, huh?
No, there was plenty of cops. They weren't going to do anything.
No.
Yeah.
What were they doing? Yeah, were they talking and shouting or anything?
They were shouting, and they had all their faces covered, and they had signs. Some bad signs.
Some bad what?
Yeah, didn't look like enough, like a good enough movement. It was just a small group of people. Yeah, it was kind of like a weird statement.
Oh, wow. You know, I was looking for some Slack Bastard songs to load up on the board, and I have the wrong computer on right now. What?
Well, that's a bummer.
Slack Bastards are on my other computer. I have, like, 5 computers. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so tell me, what are you guys up to lately? I mean, you've obviously been busting your butt, drawing and doing really cool stuff. Did you do any tattoos today?
No. I got to work, and my coworkers hadn't shown up, and I'd lost my keys to the shop, so my first appointment I missed.
Oh,
so
no.
So that was okay. So that way I had time to work on the illustration. But band-wise, it's going really good. Band-wise, we're practicing a couple times a week, and everything sounds really nice. We're very excited.
Oh, okay, because you have some new members coming in.
Yeah, we just decided to kind of change it up a bit. We wanted more kind of a stronger drummer. But, yeah, whatever. You know, these things happen with bands, and it was time for a change. And I think we're certainly going to have the same sound, but it's just going to sound a bit cleaner. That's basically it.
Yeah. Well, that's
just
good.
Just a little bit cleaner.
So how's your rehearsals been going?
Awesome. Yeah, we're really excited with how these songs are coming along. But some of the ones we'd recorded before, we're still kind of hacking on. We've actually shortened a lot of them, and we've changed some of the – we had some more kind of bizarre time signatures and weird beats and stuff. And we've actually switched back to 4/4. So we're trying to play just a bit more simple and kind of add more hooks in. That's kind of the new strategy.
I see.
Yeah, and a lot of that's probably influenced by Marcus, who's our lead guitar now, and actually our only guitar. He played in Zeke for about 15 years, and kind of mixing a little bit of that Zeke style in there, just a little bit more aggressive and certainly more put together, a lot more practice time, a little bit more focus. Just a little, less floppy noise, I guess. And we love floppy noise. We're not going to get rid of that, but it's a little bit. Hitting the ones and the threes harder.
Well, I really like the Mystic logo you've got on your page there for the Slack Bastards. It's really cool.
Yeah, we love the Mystic logo. It's awesome. Yeah, we're still very, very stoked to be on Mystic.
Oh, we're so happy to have you, too. Now, I have to tell you about the Mystic logo, where it came from.
Yeah.
That is an X-ray, a drawing made of an X-ray of Doug Moody's skull.
Oh, wow.
And he actually has a tooth missing right there, but he has a phony one screwed in now, but at the time he had it punched out, so he's missing a tooth there. And then, because Mystic years back in the 60s, 70s was just the yin and yang, and then Doug had this artist draw his skull from an X-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other guy did the writing in that style, Mystic Records, and that's how it all came about.
Yeah, great logo.
Oh, I see. Susie Homewrecker on the kit.
Yeah.
So she's your new drummer.
Well, we're, yes, kind of in a way. We're going to see. We're hopefully we can keep her. But right now we don't want to push anybody yet to be a full time until we know that they can actually commit. So that's kind of
right.
That's part of the thing. You want to stay a little bit liquid. So that was kind of the problem with the last drummer. We need somebody that's kind of on our same schedule.
Right.
But she's a studio musician and she's played a lot and she's obviously a legit drummer, so we're stoked to be playing with her. So hopefully it'll work out with her full time.
So are you guys playing at the Rock with the Dwarves?
Yeah, we just did that show. That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
Dwarves.
October 29th. Okay, I was thinking November. This month has flown by so fast. So you guys played October 29th with the Dwarves. Those are cool pictures. I like those.
Yeah, that was fun. Then we played with the Mentors the following week out here in Tucson, which was fun.
Oh, that is so cool. Was Sicky with them?
Yeah.
The lead guitarist?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, they were all out there. They all know Marcus. They toured with Marcus with Zeke years ago, like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Did a handful of shows, which is kind of fun.
Well, you know, I used to be their manager way back in the 80s. I used to, when El Duce was with them, and that was before Steve Broy was in college then. I didn't meet Steve until after El Duce had passed away, and this big African dude walks up to me and says, "Hey, I'm El Duce," and I looked at him, I said, "No, you're not." He was a temporary drummer standing in and using Eldon's name. It's like, yeah, no, you're not. You're not my buddy. It was good to see. This was back, I think, in 2009. Yeah, 2009. They came up this way to Reading, and I went and filmed them. I hadn't seen Eric since, like, the 80s, so it was really cool. Oh, I mean Sicky. Sicky wife beater. But Ed Danke was playing with them then in Steve Broy's place.
Mm-hmm.
Ed passed away, too, but I really like the new lineup. I think it's really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how did your
very
show wonderful. Go with them?
Awesome. Yeah, it was packed. It was really fun. Yeah, we had a good time.
That's good. So who's their drummer now? I've been trying to get a hold of Eric. I keep saying Eric. I mean Sicky. Because the Gerbil Turds want to play with them, and he's not answering his Facebook page, and I don't know where they're at now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't remember who's drumming. I don't remember his name. It sounded good, though.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Well, they must
be
on tour because they live here in California.
Yeah, I don't know if they were on tour, if they just came out for the show or not. They did play two full days here. They did two shows, two separate nights.
Good. And they're still selling out the shows. That's cool.
Yeah. That was a good time.
Right on. All right.
Yeah,
well,
hopefully.
It looks like it. Huh?
I was going to say, hopefully we get to play with them more times. We'll see.
Well, I know Eric lives in Bakersfield, and Steve, I think, lives in L.A. somewhere. Not really sure. I don't know. So there's still, like, a three-piece?
Yeah, they played as a three-piece, yes, last week.
I see. Cool. All right, so what do I have up here next? All right, here I've got some more tunes here for our people.
Until we make connections with the way it's all been planned. It's late for us, it's done it, we'll never understand. Advertised democracy, they're offering for sale. The prices through the roof, but the cost is paid to fail. They pay the interest on the loans, there's a factory. An extra dozen looks like I'm a slogan tragedy. Because the wages that we pay mean you can't afford to eat the food they cook from out the day. Or wear the shoes they make, so our teenagers can't stay cool. We'll keep the cycle going till you military rule. Impression that we won't let you forget. All this global enterprise truly goes to waste. You give us your resources, we give you bigger change. raise a fair friend, then we can then raise a price and get some more. Overseas where money trees, their leaders carry guns, I see dictatorships and poverty are what we're looking for. Yes, all these guns get in the way. Well, I flip the coin, and either way, it's time to go to war.
I'm on my way home now. I don't park in front of my shop. I park at the back of my way because it's free parking. So I'm out of there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I sent you a message. Are you okay? Are you stuck in there?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. I just don't have my computer with me now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you made it out of there safe and those anti-Trump protesters didn't mess up your shop or anything. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, not much of a movement. I don't think they're going to accomplish much.
So when you say they were wearing masks on their face, were they like bandanas or an actual mask, like a Halloween mask?
It was bandanas and hats, like basically just blocking their face out one way or another.
How stupid. If you're going to protest, why hide your face? Were they embarrassed of, right?
I don't know. I'm kind of weird. I believe in all sorts of weird things. I think they're paid protesters. I think they get paid and they cover their faces. I just honestly don't believe it's even real, honestly. But that's me. I'm kind of weird like that.
Well, it's a good thought, you know, that they could be being paid to do it. I mean, most protesters won't cover their face, right? I mean, I'm from the 60s, and, you know, I was on Venice Beach when we burned the bra. We were all burning our bras, and these cops were surrounding us, and I managed to get down behind the cove and to the naked beach where it's like helicopters and cops with billy clubs were everywhere, but they didn't follow me down to the naked beach.
That's funny.
I know. It's not Venice. That's north of there. Gosh, I can't even remember. I just remember Paradise Cove it is. It's right around there. Those beaches there. It's just a little north of Malibu.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. It was like, I don't know, 14, 15. Had my surfboard on top of the car. We were going to go surfing, and it's like, these girls talked me into it, and it's like, all right, but I don't have a bra to burn.
Right?
I didn't have one to burn. I had my wetsuit on, and anyway, yeah, it was a funny scene. All right, James, well, thank you so much for the new album cover, and people can look forward to seeing Rigor Mortis Hollywood out on iTunes next week with wonderful, fantastic artwork by James Peterson, bass player for the Slack Bastards. And it was nice talking to you, and I'm so glad that you called in. Thank you, James.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and we're going to party or go home now.
Easy.
Right on. We'll talk to you later. Bye.